My name is Stefania Ferreira. I'm 14 years old. Today is November 26th, and I'm speaking with George Ferreira, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Flemington, New Jersey. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was the middle of five children, growing up in a small town in Portugal, and I used to walk to school. And as a preschooler, because it was only a three-room school, I was in with the fourth graders, and I got to learn everything that the fourth graders were learning.
When did you come over to the U.S.?
When I was almost 12 years old, my family immigrated to the United States, and I had to go right to seventh grade without knowing any English at all. And it was very hard the first couple of years trying to keep up with all the work, schoolwork, and still learning how to speak English.
How often do you speak Portuguese now?
Very infrequently. Only when I have to for business or when my parents come to visit.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Learning English was pretty difficult, and going to high school without knowing anyone, it was hard.
What about in Portugal? Was anything difficult there?
Nah, life in Portugal was pretty easy. You grew your own food, got corn stuck in your nose, you know, the usual things that kids do.
What do you mean by the corn stuck in your nose?
Well, since we didn't have many toys, we had to make up our own. So my toy was shooting corn out of my nose. And one of my brothers made me laugh, so while I was laughing, I sniffed the corn in, and then I couldn't get it out.
How'd you get it out?
I don't remember, but it was many hours later, and it was painful.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
That's hard. Probably my dad and my uncle have been the biggest influences. My dad always taught me to do the right thing. And then my uncle showed me how to do a lot of technical things, like electrical and plumbing, that helped me decide what I wanted to do for a career.
Are you doing the career that you thought you would be doing as a child?
No. I'm not quite sure what career I wanted to have. I wanted to do something mechanical, but I'm not really working with my hands. I'm a mechanical engineer, so working more with my brain.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Go west, young man. Probably to work harder in school and really go after the things you want.
Did you not get everything you wanted?
I got everything I needed. Not sure, you know, you kind of change the things that you wish for with time.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Shaped who I am today. There was probably a lot of little moments, including my wonderful wife, Angela. There was a teacher in high school my geometry teacher that told me I didn't think I was going to go to college, but she said I was smart enough to go to college if I put my mind to it. And later in life, my children definitely shaped who I am.
Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Negative moments. Probably just a couple of minor things. Getting mugged as a teenager by people that I knew shaped me to be more cautious every time I'm walking around neighborhoods I'm not familiar with. Not really.
What happened when you got mugged?
They took my lunch money.
Was it in high school?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Some kids from high school that I barely knew.
How long did it go on for?
Just the one event.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Important lessons. During an interview once, I learned that there are three important things in life: God, family, and job, in that order. That even if something is worth repeating, don't repeat it more than twice, because people don't listen. And just to do your best all the time.
How'd you learn that?
Not sure. Somewhere along the way, you learn things.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life?
Dumbest thing I ever done in my life. This may be incriminating, but one time at work, we were testing a piece of equipment, and it was going to take a long time to get water hooked up, and I didn't want to wait, so I hooked up a hose, and the hose busted, and it flooded the ceiling.
Did anyone ever catch you?
Oh, I confess to that one. Got promoted over it, too.
Is that the job you have currently?
No, that was back at the Bristol-Myers Squibb. Oops, I shouldn't have said a company name.
Did you like working there?
It was fun.
Why'd you leave?
Things were changing after a while. And mom wanted to stay home with the kids. So I had to find a different job that made more money.
Are you sad that you left?
Nah, the company really changed after that, and I really enjoy what I do now.
What are the perks of your jobs now?
Getting to work from home every so often. Getting to take my family to Italy. A little bit of travel, and I get to meet a lot of people and work on medicines that improve people's lives.
How has your life been different than you imagined when you were younger?
No, I never really imagined my life a lot when I was young, so it's hard to say. I mean, there's some changes that I wouldn't expect when I was growing up, like changing religion and, you know, having three wonderful kids. I don't know, it's hard to say what, you know, when you're little, what you think you're going to do when you grow up.
When did you figure out what you wanted to do for a living, or what you wanted to do for, like, your career?
Probably as a junior in high school, he gave us a brochure that had careers and jobs on it. And for some reason, the description for engineer, I liked what it said. And when the teacher was going around asking the students what you wanted to do, you know, out of the careers that you picked out of the brochure, and I said engineer, joking with me, he said, he asked me if I wanted to pick up garbage or drive a train. But that's not the kind of engineer I wanted to be.
Do you have any regrets?
Didn't you ask me that one already?
No.
Having lost my youngest child at the mall a couple of times.
What?
Too bad you're too young to remember.
Wait, what? When did you lose me at the mall?
Did you pause? I don't know, when you were little and used to hide under the clothes racks. And then I couldn't find you.
Did you ever leave me anywhere as a child?
No. Not that I remember. Did I?
I don't know. Do you have any other regrets?
No.
What's the scariest thing you've ever experienced?
Scariest thing. I think it was when we were at the beach once swimming with a float and your brother went underwater and we couldn't find him. And then we finally saw something floating in the water and it was his diaper or his shorts and he was attached to it and the mom scooped him up and we dragged him onto the shore and he was fine. So it was scary and happy at the same time.
What about when our float sank in Florida?
That's why I make you guys put on vests when we go in rough water now. Oh, yeah, when our sailboat sank in the Caribbean. That was pretty scary.
What happened?
Oh, we were sailing along, and your brother noticed that there were no plugs in the boat. We didn't pay attention to them. Until the boat started to sink. So we were all sitting out there waving for help, but luckily we all had life vests on.
What happened next?
I think some guys came out with one of those Sea-Doos.
Jet skis.
And dragged us to shore. You weren't scared at all, were you?
I don't know. I was really young. What is the happiest memory you've ever had?
Happiest memory. Get married and seeing my children be born.
What do you enjoy doing the most?
Enjoy doing the most. Sitting around doing nothing. Working on different projects, either at home or at work. Nothing specific.
Did anyone else in your family do that?
Probably my father does that a lot.
What was it like day-to-day growing up in Portugal?
Day-to-day growing up? Well, depending on the time of year, we had school. So before school, we had to do our chores, like milk the chickens. Just kidding, get the eggs from the chickens. Milk the cows, feed the pigs. You know, regular stuff you do before you go to school.
Oh, yeah.
Then you walk to school, uphill, both ways. You come home after school, you do more chores. Then you do your homework. Then you have dinner and go to sleep. Since there was no TV, as soon as it got dark out, and there was no electricity in the house, you get to go to sleep when it's dark.
What would you do for fun?
No, I played with rocks. We would go walk through the forest or go fishing or just, you know, play, make up different games and in the neighborhood, like jumping over fires or using a stick to push a tire down the street, all kinds of fun stuff.
Which sibling would you say you're the closest to?
Early on was my older brother, but then when my younger sister was born, I used to watch, it was my job to watch out over her.
Which one are you closest to now?
Probably my oldest sister. Are we all ready yet?
Thank you for talking.
You're welcome. Are we, is that whole pie supposed to go all the way around?